Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. The American Heart Association and American Stroke Association, or ASA, want all Americans to learn two things that may save a life. One, know if you're at risk for stroke, and two, know the stroke warning signs and what to do in a stroke emergency. Now, someone in the U.S. has a stroke every 40 seconds, and the ASA says 80% of strokes are preventable. You can control risk factors such as reducing high blood pressure. Now, the ASA has a new initiative called Together to End Stroke. The program includes an acronym, FAST, or FAST, to help people recognize a stroke and figure out what to do if one happens. F, check for face drooping. Ask the suspected stroke victim to smile. A, check for arm weakness. S, check for speech difficulty. Ask them to repeat a simple sentence. And T, time to call 911. Now, other stroke signs include sudden severe headache, trouble walking, dizziness, balance issues, trouble seeing out of both eyes, or sudden confusion and trouble understanding things. And now, trauma and injury remain devastating problems in the U.S. They're the leading causes of death for those under the age of 45. Almost 200,000 Americans die of injury every year, and Mayo Clinic experts say nearly all are completely avoidable. Trauma surgeon and prevention expert Dr. Donald Jenkins offers some advice on how to prevent common injuries in adults and kids this summer while still having fun.
So the summertime is really the worst time of the year for us. Our trauma numbers go way up, and it's things related to do with boating and ATVs and motocross. People are getting out there doing high energy kind of activities, and they really need to just take a minute and think about safety before going and doing that activity.
And be careful of the heat, too, as heat exhaustion and heat stroke are real issues. And now, drooping, sagging, aging skin, pretty much everybody wants to avoid that. Eyelids can be a particular issue for some people as they age, and a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows, other than aging, risk factors for sagging eyelids include being a man, having lighter skin color, and having a higher body mass index, or BMI. Sagging eyelids from excess skin usually happen in middle age, and sure, they're a cosmetic issue, but they can impair vision, which can lead to your being irritated and getting headaches because people have to lift their heads up to see out from under that skin. The researchers want to learn more about why sagging skin happens. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.